Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
If you want to check us out on all of our social media platforms, on Twitter at tinfoilhatcast, reddit.com/r/tinfoilhatshow,
on Instagram at tinfoilhatpod,
or allcomedytshirts.com,
email us at tinfoilhatpod@gmail.com. Get back.
Here we go again.
Tin foil hat.
For the children. We teach the children. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Welcome to Tin Foil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Aaron, open your mind. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit.
Do you want to bring this to you like this, Mr. Sam?
Young Christian.
And that way you don't have to strain at all.
Young Christian warriors.
Did anybody else grow Christian?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I was.
Are you Christian?
Oh, man.
Are you?
No, I grew up in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, though.
Oh, yeah. What is that? That's Mormons or that's knocking
Get
on the
right
doors?
Right up on that, George, yeah.
It's Christians who remember that Jesus was Jewish.
Oh.
So trying to get back to the roots of Christianity.
So it's Jews, it's Christians for Jewish Jesus.
Yeah, it's wild.
That's great.
You gotta,
what's the main differences?
You got to believe in all the Jewish laws. So you worship on Saturday.
Okay.
Ah.
So you can't watch any college football.
Oh, snap.
No Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh.
And then also you have to do all the Jewish dietary laws. No shellfish,
no bacon. Do you get
no
any
bacon.
Of the handshakes that help you in Hollywood?
Nope.
None of the handshakes.
Not looking like this, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
He looks like he's from Argentina.
Now, I got a buddy of mine that can beat you because he follows what he says is the Christianity. We've actually had him on the show before.
Yeah.
Goes by El Dorado. He follows Christianity that he says that's the way Jesus did it, and they celebrate on Fridays.
No, that's not...
He like it starts Friday night and it goes
to Saturday.
George
yeah, that's the same.
No.
Yeah, that's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday sundown Friday. Yeah.
So like you, yeah, okay. So you might guys have the same thing. It's very interesting. Like
what
he
religion
came on,
is he?
He's Christian, but he, you know, he came on. He talked about the lost tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
And how like, dude, he broke down all this shit about this like this is all end of days, like fucking like rapture shit going on in the Middle East. And then as you see it start playing out, you're like, oh, fuck. He's like completely right. Like there's this whole thing that just came out that like Germany is giving Iran like $600 million or $600 billion. And like he was like, here's how it's going to break down, dude. Like England, the United States and Israel are the lost tribes. EU, with being led by Germany, are the pagans, and that's going to be the war. And now you see, like, Germany sending, like, Iran all this money. You're like, oh, dude, he predicted the EU. Like, all this crazy stuff, you know? It's like, I love to learn about all that stuff. Like, I love to hear what people believe.
The whale never ends.
Or do you believe it? Or is it just something that you as a child were indoctrinated in and then later on was like, okay, I'm going to love it because it's my tradition, but I'm not going to sit hard on it.
No, I kind of went out of the church at like college, but I still like if I'd ever talk to a Christian and they're like talking about whatever they're like, I'm like, nah, that's not what the Bible says. I'll still correct them. And then they're like,
he's very so, Bible. Like, yeah. What's in the Bible?
I think I'm correct. And then I'm like, but I don't really believe it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a natural reaction.
Yeah.
I find that so interesting.
Have we even introduced our guests? Or are we going church? What's happening?
I'm trying to do. Ryan likes to just go into the conversation. You've seen him as the man who puts it all together, that coordinates some of the best podcasts out there by people who've been on this podcast, this Patreon, a regular one. He works on Tiger Belly. He works on the Stevie Weeby Show. He has a couple other shows I'd love to hear more about. Please welcome one of the nicest guys I know and a powerhouse in the world of podcasting, our good friend George Kimmel.
Thank you, guys. How's it going?
Thanks for coming on, dude. Sometimes I think I say stuff to you in fun, and then I hurt your feelings, and I feel
bad. Come on. I work with Bobby Lee. There's no way to hurt my feelings. It's a choice.
Sam, you're not aware what people yell out in the middle of crowded rooms. Maybe you should tell him, George.
George has a pink dick is the popular refrain. Bobby hates hearing it when he's like in the middle of a joke.
Oh, that's why Dave Chappelle went nuts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Instead of I'm rich bitch, Bobby Lee's is George has a pink dick.
There's nothing wrong with having a pink dick. It's a healthy dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Oh, because they got the fucking Asian dicks. They get very sensitive about their dicks.
It was one of my first episodes on. It was kind of a...
And he made you show it?
No, it was just a secret... Well, I have sent him a dick pic just to get him back for
every
time
I've
seen
his dick. Tell him that story, because this might be a Me Too moment. You might be the very first Me Too moment in Hollywood that I heard of. Have you ever gotten an unsolicited dick pic?
I don't think so. Actually, like a friend of mine, Steve Randolph, has done that to me. He added me into this text thread that was, it's a very uncomfortable text thread. I don't want it.
So multiple people got the dick pic, though.
Yes.
Okay, so imagine if you just sent just your dick pic to just one person. Is that a little aggressive? Because that's what Mr. George Kimmel did to Bobby Lee, and I respect him for it.
Okay, so you went hard with a dick pic at him.
Okay, it was more of a tasteful nude, but yes, New Year's last year.
What do you mean it's a tasteful nude?
I was just out at the desert at some hot springs and took a few tasteful nudes, and I sent Bobby one, and he didn't appreciate it. He did not appreciate it.
What is the difference between untasteful like dick pic and a tasteful dick pic?
Is it more?
I think. No, this was more like a beautiful desert scenario. So I wanted to like make the background as much as important to the photo as me. I was completely nude.
Artistic. I knew people were trying to create an app that would put like your dick in like wonderful different backgrounds. I don't know why dudes send dick. I can get it in this one. Now, why did you send it?
I've seen his penis a few times, and I was like, I need to even out the power structure here.
I like it.
You know?
That's so a move. Would you say that this moment was, let's use prison as an analogy. You were having this moment where it's like, this guy's letting everybody know in the prison that you're a bitch. And you're like, you know what? Not today, homeboy. Not today. I don't care if you're in a Yakuza or whatever Asian mafia is running this prison. Today, I fight back. And you just sent him a fucking pink dick.
I'm always going to find a way to win. But I'm not going to disrespect him in front of other people, you know? It was just to him to let him know. Hey, I can hang, but nobody else. I'm not going to.
More of this if you want some.
Yeah.
I respect the fuck out of that, dude.
How do you keep your sanity, man? What does George do when you're not dealing with two very, very awesome Lee brothers, I would say?
Oh, I love those guys. But yeah, it's the nocturnalness is the worst part.
Oh, were you not you weren't a vampire, man, before this?
Dude, I tried to go a vampire once on vacation, and I was in Mexico over the summer, and then I ate some bad.
Cocaine?
Bad tacos and like got sick and couldn't do it anymore. But no, my parents are farmers from Michigan. I'm used to, if you don't like get up at 6 a.m. and have five things done before noon, you're not doing anything. Yeah. I have to choose three questions max.
Yeah.
Probably will get an answer to one or two, and I have to wait till four or after to ask them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just go to work.
And then.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But then you hang out with some Asian vampires, right?
Yep.
And then fucking, and now Asian vampires, they're different because their fangs are on the bottom, right?
Yeah,
and they come up almost like a bulldog type. That's what makes the Asian vampire different than the fucking top shelf white vampire. Okay, so five. So we're doing our first Northeast one, which is excitingly at Skankfest. In New York City, in Brooklyn, actually. We're going to be in Brooklyn.
Oh.
And I think we're either the three or four time slot. So we haven't even thought about what we're going to talk about.
Well, it's fun. You know who Tim Dillon is? Tim Dillon is going to hell. Yeah, we're lucky. He's going to be our guest. And with him, you just can roll. And he's been talking about some very interesting shit that actually kind of bleeds over to the Stevie Weeby side of things. Is he's a normal, quote unquote, conspiracy theorist. He's actually interviewed former CIA agents. Like, he's kind of more towards the legitimate side of things. Mm-hmm. But he did talk about recently that back in the day, he fell down the reptilian hole. Ooh. And he got into Credo Mutwa. And he was like, when you get there, you can fall down it, and there is no light at the end of that tunnel. And he's like, it's very exciting, but at the same time,
is there no light? Does that mean like there just gets like you can't find the thing that gives you an out?
Which reminds me, I wanted to get into it. This guy doesn't look like it, but he was at Dodger Stadium last night, and you know who was there? It wasn't Cholos.
No, it was the Grateful Dead.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
So were you melting by any chance?
I was half melting. Yeah.
Was it hot, or was that meaning acid and shrooms? Which melt are we talking about? That's on this show.
Both and.
Oh, good. Yeah. If you ever need shrooms, let us know. We'd love to help. That's kind of what we do here. We're kind of helping people.
Was that your first time seeing the Dead?
I'd actually seen him when I was, I think, 7, my first concert.
What?
Your parents?
Yeah, my dad loves, like, my dad always goes to Dylan, the Dead, anything like that. Like, we will drive, like, that was like 6 hours to get to them.
But so you're one of the rare ones that actually are into what your dad's into. Because usually I've found out in the past that people have, if you have a hippie dad, then you usually turn into a cokehead or something, you know?
Well, he's fairly, like, my dad's fairly square, but he loves, like, all the hippie music.
Well, the cool thing about the Dead is what people don't know is it's real, like, outlaw Americana. A lot of it's, like, talking about the railroad and cowboy days and like, robbing stagecoaches, even though they look like basically a tree made love with like a corduroy vest or something.
Well, I mean, like, I was talking to my friends because some of my girlfriend's nieces and nephew-in-laws went there.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you guys do shrooms? And they're like, because I don't give a shit, like, grandma's mm-hmm. sitting there. I'm like, do you guys shroom or what? They're like, yeah, we did a little. I'm like, I think she gives a fuck, man. It's just like, so they did Molly, which to me is just not that. Molly's night, like, mm-hmm. maybe I'm wrong. You want to do it, dude? I got some.
After the podcast. No, it's, you haven't done it?
No.
Okay, I was at Burning Man, and it was like in some tent with some guy named MacGyver with like, a trench coat on. And
that's how every story should start.
Yep. And he says, hey, you want to do some DMT? And I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
So that's
so
yes.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So I take one hit and I just kind of lean back and like look at the ceiling of the tent, and the whole mysteries of the universe like open up. It's like legions of monsters fighting each other, and like it's like I see all the history of the universe, it seems. And then I start to come to, probably 15, 20 minutes later. It seems like so much longer. And my hand is up this girl's shirt, and she's holding it on her breast. And I kind of hear her friend saying, hey, Candy, you're married. You shouldn't be doing that. And she's like, no, but I want to. And she's just holding my hand on her breast, but I'm slowly starting to come to, and I'm like, how long can I pretend to be high on DMT and let this continue before they know I'm just actually in the moment? But I've never been on DMT before, so I have no idea how to pretend to be on DMT.
Yeah.
And then finally I like come to, and her friend's like, she walks away. And then I'm still like kind of in a DMT haze, and I'm trying to send her mind waves to like, hey, meet me outside the tent.
You live dangerously, homeboy.
And none of those worked. No, I got Me Too'd, my friend. That was my Me Too moment. And it's
and that's why you Me Too'd Bobby Lee, because as victims, we lash out. That's why.
You were going to be the AIDS comic.
I was going to be the king of AIDS.
Oh, that'd be hot, yeah.
King of AIDS?
Yeah.
Like Moses was to the Jews, I'll be the king of the AIDS, and I'll just bring them to salvation.
Hey, so maybe we can get you involved, friend of the show, brother from another mother. He's been on Stevie Weeby, Eddie Bravo, 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu. I know Steve needs to work out some of that energy. You should do it. And, man, I want to get Bobby healthy, dude. I want to keep him around another 70 years.
What's wrong
years.
With Bobby?
Asians are like blacks. They don't crack, and then they fall right off the cliff, like, one day. So heart disease and all that good stuff, we got to get them a little more healthy. We got to just drop a couple LBs, that's all.
And, you know, rolling around. He's got wrestling background, I guarantee you.
His girl's hot. He's doing fine. She likes that. Weird, like, not dad bod, more like sensei bod or ninja bod or whatever would be the Asian version of that.
You rolled with guys. I imagine him being a very fierce dude to roll with. Like,
who, Bobby?
Yeah. And Steve. I bet you Steve is scrappy.
I think Steve
it's always scary. Like, you don't think of them as like that, and then you see them in the stance, and you're like, these guys could probably...
Do they wrestle each other?
I haven't seen... I've only seen it... did you guys ever watch DVDSA?
Yeah.
It's the old podcast. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's one moment where Dave Cho, like, Steve was kind of working for him at the time, and Dave was like, hey, yeah, you got to wrestle me to keep your job. And Steve, just like the nice Steve, like, it's in this white room. You see his face suddenly go red.
Yeah.
And Dave's probably got... 50 pounds on him at least.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as it starts, like, you know, Steve's face goes red. As soon as it starts, Dave has no chance. You know, if you just like look at both of these people, it's yeah. like, yeah, Dave would beat this guy in a
for sure.
wrestling match for sure, hands
for
down.
Sure.
No, 15 seconds. Steve has him down, like leg over, like just no chance of moving. He's like, okay, you say, Uncle, do I get my job?
You know, if you listen to my act, I talk about the guy who has narcolepsy. Who, like, if he laughs too hard, he falls asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just got his driver's permit, and he wants to drive me to fucking class tomorrow. And I'm like, I'm like, no, dude, you laugh anything. We're going to fucking eat concrete.
I like that there's so much bleed over from Tiger Belly and Stevie, especially Stevie Weeby's show, because I noticed you guys had two mechs on.
Yeah.
And
how was that?
Oh, great. Yeah.
It was a good
episode.
He's
a good dude.
Yeah.
He's a real cool dude, man. And he was hitting me up. He was like, dude, I get hit up so often now from about people that discovered me through Steve Wiebe's show and through Tinfoil. It's like we're a big expanding family. So, man, I want to put it out to you that we got to kind of join forces more often.
Oh, yeah.
Sexually, he means. Like, yeah. Dock our dicks. Dock our dicks.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, man.
I want to see that pink dick. Why
so
not?
So we should start doing a little more on-location stuff and getting... I know how
Can
hard
Can someone
it is.
Look into that place, that okay. hotel? The cool. medium lady said she would come. Are they taking reservations? Or are they doing... Are they refurbishing it?
Well, right now they're refurbishing it, but that's... I'll get our way in there. I'm good at talking my way into things. I'm kind of like...
What are you going to tell me? Your health inspector?
I'm like Fletch, basically. Like, I can like walk into a place, and if I have a clipboard, I can get some shit done.
And you look great in flannel pants.
Mm-hmm. Dude, yeah. How come they never remade Fletch? It's like you don't want them to, but you kind of do. By the way, I think every remake should be with Ryan Reynolds. Anybody else think that?
So tell everyone where they can find George and where they can find your Tinder and your...
Are you on Tinder, dude?
I'm on all of them.
What kind of dating? How's dating been?
A lot of hard work, man. I just hate texting, so I just try to go on a date as soon as possible. And then it's just a lot of like, okay, I should have texted you a little more to get to know you. I don't know. Maybe I'm too particular.
Well, you know, when he went to South America, he was a mob of people. They recognized him from Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 12, right? And Fight Club.
Nothing wrong with that.
So he was mistaken as Brad Pitt. Went,
fuck yeah.
What did country
you bang?
Was that? No, that was once in Argentina. I was like, I was walking through a mall and there were these teeny boppers, girls like just staring at me. And then I like turned around, I walked back, and then one of them just really shy walks up to me like, hey, can I have your autograph? I'm like, sure. And I just like start to sign my name and like, who do you think I am? But like it took me like writing George, and then I'm like, why would anybody want George's autograph? She's like, Brad Pitt?
You should have been like, yeah, like, hey. Brad Pitt. You got a hot mom.
Was the rest of that signature pink dick? Was that going to be happening?
This
there?
Was a long time back. And the worst part of that story is nobody ever believes me that it's true whenever I tell it. And it's like, whatever ego boost I got from the initial happening, guys,
yeah,
has been just eroded by everybody being like, no, there's
George,
no
I
way.
George, I believe you.
Thank you.
I believe
my
you.
Ego is slowly growing back.
Have you ever
again.
Thought about meeting women from Latin America? Like, you can go down there and get like an LA 11 who thinks you're the greatest thing that ever existed.
Oh, I lived at a first year of college was in Argentina. Definitely. If I didn't have weekly responsibilities on these podcasts, I'd be back there right now.
Is there a website where you could date women looking to just simply marry somebody?
I haven't found it yet, but if anybody shoot me some information, if anybody finds this,
even a live one, a live swap cast somewhere,
absolutely.
George, I should up the Ice House and do another conspiracy night, and you guys do all the like Archon shit, you should do a set in the show.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's set it up. I'll hit him up again.
Tell everyone where they can find all your social media, everything.
Let's do your main two shows. Check out Tiger Belly YouTube podcast. Check out Stevie Weeby YouTube and podcast. That's StevieWeebee. Mm-hmm. Did I spell the first one right? Who knows? All E's in there. I'm on Instagram at George_Kimmel. And that's all you need to know, I guess.
George, you're a G. Yeah. You're a wonderful person. It's
Thank you guys so much. This has been
you.
So much fun. Yeah.
You'll get two. We always try to get you at least one a week. If we miss, we get another one.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to try to work on some other stuff, and we're just going to keep trying to build it because it should be fun.
You got it.
You guys are the best. Again, George, thanks for coming on, and we'll do it again soon.
See you in NYC.
Here we go again.
Tin foil hat.
For the children. We teach the children. You know what I mean?